اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in another verse 58 of Surah An-Nur speak about the rule of family, the law of family. Said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O believers, لِيَسْتَأْذِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلْمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ Those who are living with you, they should ask permission whenever they want to enter to the room of the parents. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم your slaves and والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم and immature people must ask your permission three times a day before entering your house. It means that house should have a law, and we as a parent we can establish some law for house, for house. Room is a part of house. Okay. Say salawat for Muhammad Ali. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Min qabl salat al-fajr, before salat al-fajr. Wahina tadawuna thiyabakum min al-dhahira at noon time. We can understand from this part of the verse that sleeping after Salat Zuhr is permitted. Is permitted. Because من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تذوون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء and after the Salat العشاء. It means that the مؤمنين try to sleep after Salat العشاء to be able to get up early. Those times, سِتْ ثَلَاثَ أَوْرَاتٍ لَكُمْ These are most private time for you. In these times, even your children, they should, when they want to come, they should get permission. Knock the door and permission. Go back to the environment of that, at that time. Usually the people had not any luxury house and big house. Maybe they had only one room. Even at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered mu'mineen, it should be separated, the room of the parent with the room of children. And children, whenever they want to the room of the parents, the private room actually, they should knock the door and get permission. And ليس لك عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن توافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض. After these times, there is no harm, there is no problem if they come into your presence بعدهن. From time to time. It means tawafun alaykum. It means that you should be very friendly with your children to play with you. But you should have a specific time. And the people and the parents, they should have a specific time to talk with each other. Some problem happen in the house, in their home. They should not talk in general with their children. Children should feel very peace and tranquility in their home. If parents bring out the problem of the family, to the children, they may become stressful. So they should have a time to talk with each other in private and talk about the problem of the house and any issue of the house. كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way explain his revelation to you. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about establishing of the world government, very big issue. And now change the environment of the verse to the very small issue of the family. And then كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم, because Allah is all knowing and all wise. If you look at the verses of this surah in this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about some issue about family, about the responsibility of Muslim and mu'min community to mediate for marriage of mu'mineen and to help them, and then talk about some ahkam, specific law, and the one who doing adultery, and then talk about something bad happened for the wife of Prophet, and some people they slandered and about the Ifk is a famous event in Islam, and said, be careful, usually even Rasulullah sometimes slandered by mu'mineen, because they told why the wife of Prophet didn't join the group when they wanted to come back to Medina from one war. And they started talking about this issue without any investigation and without bringing two witnesses, which Allah subhanahu before that talk about. Whenever you want to talk against someone or any issue, you have to have at least two witnesses with some condition. The witness should be adil, not fasiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed the people at that time. Why you didn't ask them about two witnesses and any document when you hear this issue against the Prophet? And the aim was to remove the reputation of the Prophet. And be careful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the world government and said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالَحَاتِ لِيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come back to the family and talking about this in detail, about the law of family. How should they educate? I said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. I'm talking with mu'mineen, not with non-mu'mineen. Mu'mineen, they should establish some law. لَيَسْتَعْضَنَكُمْ. They should ask permission whenever they want to enter to the room. But they should feel freedom, because that is their house. So anytime, no, only three times. Only in these times they should knock the door, they should ask permission, not any time. And then said the place of sleeping of parents should be divided with the place of the room of children. And also asking parents, they should dedicate specific time to talk with each other in private. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse said that وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ. Is that correct? Because some change in the word. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ or أَطْفَال. أَطْفَال, we don't know. أَطْفَال, yes. Here is mistake. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ. When they become mature,
فليستأذنوا كما استأذن الذين من قبلهم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته والله عليم حكيم. He said, when your children become mature, they must ask your permission before entering your house, as the rest of mature people do. So it means that the behavior of oldest has a good effect on children. He said, look at the oldest brothers and sisters. They should get permission. So when they become mature, they also should get permission whenever they want to come to the room. And again, it's talking about hikmat and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you cannot understand what is the reason behind this rule of Islam. And do not try to understand the wisdom of any hukm. Sometimes you cannot understand. But follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukm and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu alimun hakim. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk, it's based on his ilm and knowledge and based on his hikmat and wisdom. So in the previous verse says that the children should get permission 3 times a day. But in this verse says that when they become mature, they should get permission whenever they want to come to the room. And based on this verse, we can understand that Islam is a package. One part of Islam is ahkam, another part is huquq and law, another part is manasik and actions. Islam is not only fasting and only praying. More than 600 verses of Quran is about law. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the law. Criminal law, trade law, family law. And some ahkam also, some verses of Quran also is about manasik, about hajj, about prayer, about fasting. Yes? And one part of Islam is akhlaq. The problem for some Muslim community is that they divided one part of Islam from others and emphasize on doing only one part. Yes? Only emphasize in fasting and prayers. Sometimes some mu'mineen didn't care about the hajj, didn't consider their wills, is hajj obligatory upon them in this time or not. And about the akhlaq, most of verses of Quran is about ahkam, about akhlaq. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in more than 900 verses of Quran about the people of the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah wants to teach us tariq and history. Allah wants to talk about some akhlaq problem in their behaviors, in their akhlaq, in their moral. Oh, mu'minin, you should not be like them. So most of verses of Quran is about akhlaq, not about ahkam. And Islam is a package of akhlaq, ahkam, law, and manasik. Manasik, it means that the worships. So the Muslim is the one who try to understand all of these packages and try to follow up all of this ahkam. This is the... And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter of Quran is talking about akhlaq, about ghaibat, about tuhmat. The tuhmat sometimes happen for the leader of the community. When they want to remove the pillar of Islam, you know, they talk against the Prophet. Different time, if you look at the history of Islam, in different time, they talk against Rasulullah and the family of Rasulullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself start defining Rasulullah, because the slander and tuhmat was too big. It means that Rasulullah himself cannot define. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come and reveal different verses to define Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means that the Islamic community, the Islamic society should be very vigilant about those history which happened for Prophet Musa, happened for Prophet Isa, happened for our Prophet as well. This is the teaching of this verse of Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to improve our knowledge regarding our religion, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon verses of Quran. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad.